Welcome to the Broad Pod, just a couple of broads interviewing inspiring women.
I'm Becca.
And I'm Jackie.
Let's get inspired together. Thank you to WKWC 90.3 Panther Radio and Derek Hancock for allowing us to use the podcast studio.
Can you believe that we've had a full year of broads? Isn't that crazy?
No, I can't. When I went back to look like over the last year and just the people we've had on here, I was like, dang, we've had a lot. Like, I don't remember what the number is now, but it's in the 20s.
26 maybe. Broads, I think, and then more episodes than that, right?
All born over some tortilla chips and some salsa.
Yes,
Papa Grande.
Yes.
With that white sauce stuff. Yeah, it's really good.
I know. It's been awesome. It's been rewarding, like, obviously, to build a friendship with you and then connecting with all these women and learning from each of them in a different way.
Yeah. And in a really diverse group of women in lots of different ways. And so I think that's one of the things I'm most proud of.
Absolutely.
When we talk about like who we've talked to over the last year is just the different types. It's not maybe the usual people that you hear from.
Right. And I hope that they like feel some pride in themselves, like hearing like, you know what, I am doing something. And like, I've said it before.
That's the best thing about all of this to me is some of the people that we've asked to be on here and they're like, why would you, I don't know why you would ask me or, you know, and to have them come in here and start talking about and maybe recognizing things in themselves that they didn't even recognize before.
Exactly.
Which I think was part of the whole point of us doing that is that women specifically are known for doing a lot of the behind the scenes work, maybe things that aren't always like publicized or appreciated publicly.
Right.
And so to be able to shine a spotlight on some of those people who aren't used to a spotlight, I think has been a lot of
fun. So rewarding. Yeah. And then the guests that we'll have next episode, when I asked her, I got to ask her face to face, and I mean, she teared up. Like, she was like, why would you want me to be on there? And that, like, I was like, are you kidding me? I hope that you hear why we wanted to have you on here when you hear the episode.
For sure.
Because every woman is doing amazing things, no matter what it is they're doing. So, before we kind of get started, we're going to go through each episode really quickly and just say like a quick takeaway of each episode. But before that, we're super excited about something that has come about. Mm-hmm. And you and I and Brooke Arnold and Sarah Kenworthy are going to be leading an infertility like community support group. Mm-hmm. And it'll be located at Owensboro Christian Church. Everybody in the community, all women in the community are welcome.
Yes.
It does not matter your background, doesn't matter where you go to church or if you go to church. We just want to have you connect with you. If you have been on the infertility journey or you're currently in the thick of it, we're just really excited to be able to, I guess, provide a space where you can just meet with women that kind of understand, you know, that journey and the toughness.
And, you know, I mean, I don't know that you're ever truly on the other side of the infertility journey because I think there's, you know,
There's trauma that you continue to carry with you.
There's things that you're still processing or things that sometimes I still feel like I missed out on.
Blah, sure.
But like I think about it, it can be so lonely and how I would have, you know, I remember you sharing your story and that was beneficial, you know, to see that. But to have people to just process that with
and to talk
about and to hear who might be experiencing some of the same things, that would have been something I would have loved to have had like when I was in the thick of it. So I'm excited for us to be able to provide that for other people who might be in the thick of it right now.
Yeah,
so.
I agree. And I remember the main support that I would get is like through like text message or, you know, Facebook pages or something like that. You know, and people reaching out to me, but to be able to like go face to face with like a group of women to like connect with, like you said, would have been so powerful to be able to like just make new friends in that environment and feel like, oh, I'm not alone, you know, and be able to like see these faces. So I'm really excited. So
and to give an outlet for it, like I wouldn't have known Brooke if Brooke had heard that we were fundraising for the adoption stuff and then just like came up to me at church and said, hey, I've experienced, but this gives like a, what's like a pathway for that to happen naturally, where some people might not feel as like comfortable approaching a stranger, but they're going to find some people that, maybe have gone, you know, like adoption.
Yeah.
Hopefully I can meet some people who are maybe thinking about that process who I might not have known of, you know, and we can, I don't know.
Yeah. You can mentor them. You can pass it on.
Like
Brooke,
I mean?
Like Brooke did for you. So is it August 4th?
third, I think.
Oh,
is
my
it
gosh,
the first Thursday of every month, right?
Yeah,
is what we're
it's
doing.
Gonna be starting
so
in August
3rd.
August 3rd. Okay, I'm sorry about that.
6:30.
Yes.
So we're really informed about
yeah,
our group.
I know.
Yeah.
6:30, August 3rd, and it's the first Thursday of every month. And come as you
it's
are.
Not Thirsty Thursday.
Come as you are, and you know, just you can come ready to share your story or just listen. So,
yep.
Yeah, very casual. Mm-hmm. Anyway, all right, let's get into the episodes and just like a quick takeaway of each one.
What we're going to do is, and we're going to talk about what we've learned from each of our broads or just something that stuck out to us, right?
Exactly. So, like a takeaway from each one.
All right. Get her done,
first
Jackie.
One, Allison, one of my
Allie
very,
Sanders.
Very, very
yes.
best friends. What I learned from her episode and just knowing her is that you really can do it all and do it well if you're passionate about what it is that you're doing. And her sense of humor and her quick wit is just so refreshing. And I just adore her and love her. And she is a blessing to me. So,
yeah, she's so much fun.
Yeah, she really is.
And then after that, we had the one and only Katie Cecil.
Yes.
The couple of things that stuck out to me is one, there was more to Cecil Farms than I even knew.
Yes.
Like that was something that I just didn't know coming out of that.
Yeah.
Like working with the local youth. And then just a lot of respect for how she's been able to diversify like what she does. Mm-hmm. Like they don't just have the produce thing. They've turned it into the event space, which is like, and they use it for all sorts of things. And now her flower business, like she's just been able to move and adapt and be creative like with what she has. And I don't know, I was really impressed with that.
Absolutely. And then we had Sarah Ford. Mm-hmm. She's one of my favorite people ever. And to see a woman in a male dominated field is just big, broad energy to me.
Yes, yes, girl.
Like she's got it. She owns it and she also keeps her cool while doing it. So yeah. I love that about her.
And then we had the delicious Amy Gilmore, who, you know, the owner of Gramps. One of the things that stuck out to me was the partnerships she's been able to build with local businesses. So like Brewbridge does their brews their coffee.
Yeah.
And I know they did some other stuff around like some barbecue donut or something at some point.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just loved Beckett, her son's message at the end.
That was so heartwarming.
Yeah. And it was like, you know, to know Beckett, and I think she shared that he's on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a very Beckett thing. But Amy's just really cool and her love for reality television. We share that.
Yes, so. You do. Okay. And so then Brooke Arnold, we just talked about her. It's been really great to connect with her further outside of the Broad Pod. And I might not have otherwise. I do see her in passing at church. But now that we're going to be facilitating the infertility support group with you. That's really awesome to be able to connect with her. I'm grateful to get to know her. And I loved in her episode how she was strong enough to know when enough was enough on her IVF journey or like her treatment. She knew. I respected that so much. And knowing that, you know what? I'm done with that. I've closed that door and I'm moving on to adoption. And I thought that was beautiful.
Oh, yeah. And then Tish Crea Osborne, who is just like, somebody I've like worshipped for a long time. Let's just be real.
Don't we all?
I don't know how anybody can talk to Tish or listen to Tish and not just like want to like run through a glass wall for her. But just, you know, the passion that comes through when she talks about Girls Inc. and the girls and just, you know, how much she really does truly love and care about them and want the best for them. And I don't know. She's just contagious. Like
her heart.
Energy and her heart is contagious for sure.
And then Jennifer Keller, the drive of that girl is so impressive.
Oh, yeah.
Like she never stops. And she's so passionate about what she does. And she also wants to bring others along with her. So I think that's great.
And then we had, what did we call her? A graceful badass?
Lauren
Shelton.
Yes, the graceful badass.
And she is. I still contend that she could like kick my butt at any moment. But also I did not know about some of the loss that she had navigated and the resilience that she had shown.
Wow,
she does it with like the best attitude. Just resilience is something that I think of when I think of Lauren Shelton. But I'm still afraid of her a little bit.
So, exactly. The graceful.
Yes. And then we had Naheed. Naheed Murtaza, which
amazing.
I was really, you know, I think a lot of people know her, but like I was excited for more people to get to know
her.
And the thing that stood out from Naheed's is, you know, as a Muslim woman, she talked a little bit about her experience moving to Owensboro and just the grace that she extended others, even when they might have discriminated against her. And when she talked about, you know, one of her students and the, I don't know, just the way that she extended extended grace to other people and gave them space to learn. And just the way that she approached that situation was something I think a lot of us could learn from.
We could all learn from. And I did learn from her for sure. And then Mary Alexa, I coin her like Snow White. Like she's like a real life Disney princess. Yes. She's kind to everyone. She's always joyful. And she really, truly showed resilience on her journey to parenthood.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. And then Bridget Reed, another dear friend. I love her constant quest for inner growth. And it's she's like dedicated to bringing others along too. And she wants to be the best version of herself. And she wants that for others. So yeah. I'm impressed with her.
Didn't Bridget give us a book?
Yes.
Like that's
have
how
you
like
read it?
No,
no sorry,
it is
Bridget.
On my nightstand. It's on
I'm
the
so
top
sorry.
Of the stack on my nightstand.
So
and I
sorry.
Do intend to read. But like to me, that says a lot about Bridget, right? That like
yes.
afterwards she followed up
so
with copies
thoughtful.
Of the book she talked about.
Yeah.
She
wants,
like,
that
wants
for
to
other
help
people.
Grow other people.
Exactly.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
we might be lost causes, but we appreciate you, Bridget.
We
like,
love you.
And I get my like Bloom with Bridget text messages. Did you sign up for those?
You know what? I haven't and I need to.
You
I
need
forgot.
To, but
I had that like I had that thought one day and then, you know.
Yeah, anyway, I'm just
yes. Yeah. I'm so glad you reminded me.
She's like
me
the
of
kind
that.
Of person I need in my life.
Absolutely.
Which also Tracy Naylor.
Oh my gosh.
You know, we talked about
so
joy.
Much
she's
love
literally
for her.
Like, you can't think of anything but like happiness when
yes.
you think of Tracy. But she's also, I wrote down like, she's also just like really good at her job.
Mm-hmm.
And so I appreciate the fact that she can be so joyful and loving and also like a badass and kill it at work.
Oh, for sure.
And I think, you know, the kind of work that she does and fundraising and stuff, the fact that she is so joyful and passionate about what she does mm-hmm. probably makes her job a lot easier, but I know people who work with and for her. And I can't think of anything better than working with or for
oh,
Tracy
I know.
Miller.
Because I want to work just, with her.
I know. I'm like, let us know, girl. I got my resume ready. Okay.
So I love
we're
it.
Here. And then the one responsible for bringing us together is
yes,
next.
Yes. We have to give her credit.
Ashley Dale Braun Gindeck.
Oh my.
I called you out, girl. She
not the full name.
I mean, there's all sorts of things we could talk about with Ashley,
yes.
but I think on the professional front, when she talked the project she's doing with the Holocaust and how to teach that in high
so
schools
impactful.
And to be
yeah.
one of two high school teachers in Western Kentucky doing that so that she can spread it to other high school teachers. I don't know. Hearing her talk about that and why it's important for people to learn about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was really impactful for me.
Yeah.
So and to see her not
yeah.
as just our friend who we
yeah.
can get sassy with, but to see
yeah.
that side of her too.
Absolutely. Yeah. I just love how authentic she is.
Oh yeah.
I love her so much.
She would also kick our butts. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Okay. And then Angel
yes.
Welsh. Oh my goodness. That girl has endless energy and has such a heart for helping other people. And it's really been beautiful to witness her journey of like working to open my sister's keeper, the women and children's shelter. So it's, they're making amazing progress
yeah.
and they're, seems like they're doing lots of fundraising and getting a lot of support.
I follow
so
her
amazing.
On social media and
mm-hmm.
I follow my sister's keeper like on social media
yes,
and she's
same.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, she's so
working
good at that.
Hard.
And
she's
she is working hard to get their message out so that
yes.
she can be and provide for those women. And mm-hmm. so that's really impressive.
It is amazing.
And then next we had our, was that Valentine's Day that we did that?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
That was so
the
sweet.
Men behind the broads.
Yeah.
Listen, the most
oh, gosh.
The thing that has lasted for me the most from that
okay.
episode
yeah.
is I didn't realize I say ooh-wee a lot. Like today on the treadmill, like when I get really like flustered or something, I go ooh-wee, like just because like I'm like this
like,
is hard.
Yeah.
But now after that episode and knowing that for you say that when you might want
ooh-wee.
To be romantic,
yeah.
I'm always like have that in my mind. I'm like, don't say it at the gym if Zach's there because he might get the wrong impression. So that was the most lasting thing from that episode
ooh-wee.
For me. I know.
And
ooh-wee.
I got that from him. I loved that. You know, the things that we shared in that episode with our husbands and they shared with us, like we're not saying those things on a daily basis.
Yes.
So to be able to connect with each other, that was so fun. And
yeah.
to have that forever was just so fun. And I loved Zach cracked me up on that episode. And I loved
so
the
funny.
Connection that we all had, you
yeah,
know, on
that.
That was pretty
ooh-wee.
Awesome.
Ooh-wee. And then we had Dr. Shanna McGinnis, who I did not know from Adam. And then Put some water on it, girl. I love, like, I'm obsessed with her. Yeah. I don't know that she reciprocates, but that's okay, girl. I'm gonna stalk you. But when she said, put some water on it,
no, that's
like,
the
I
best.
Say that now all the time.
It's my favorite title, I think, out of all.
Yeah, but I mean, she's one of those. I mean, we've had a couple of people that we've talked to this year who, like, she really took a big risk in leaving. I mean, yes. You know, being a pediatrician is something a lot of people, like, aspire to. And, like, how sure. could you ever leave that?
Yeah.
But that's not what she wanted to do. She, you know, she had this
that's
other
awesome.
Passion.
That's so awesome.
So to take that risk leaving her career, and she's happy and thriving and just yeah. killing it with the Airbnbs. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like she's just like one of
she's
the coolest
force.
People ever.
Yeah, yeah. She's cool. She's very cool. Oh, and then Elizabeth Martin.
I know her.
Dr. Martin.
Yes.
BFF. One thing that I'm so impressed with Elizabeth is how she pours into her twin daughters every moment that she has opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when she is not working, her focus is just, you know, making the best of every single moment that she has with them. Like, they mm-hmm. do all kinds of fun things. They're
always doing something.
Going, and they're always, like, if they're at home, they're doing, like, she's interacting with them, and she's just an amazing mom in addition to being an amazing business owner and doctor. So
she's just sort of like,
she's a wonderful human and friend.
Then we had Jessica Borman, who mm-hmm. I didn't know either mm-hmm. before this. And I just feel like she's like one of those just like good as gold people.
Yes.
Like, I just think she is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her journal prompt cards, and just she was another person who was a great example of her ability to turn her pain, mm-hmm. with the loss of her brother and her mother,
mm-hmm.
And turn those into something that, you know, she could help other people.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And, you know, I follow her business on social media. And she's like releasing some more like journal yeah. prompt cards. Like,
yeah.
So yeah, very impressive.
Absolutely. And then we had Danielle Hayden, and I thought it was so cool to hear. You want to say
like
something?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
She's cool. She's good people. So I thought it was cool to hear about the things that she was involved with, like her writing that she did, like her like blogging, like early
yeah.
on, and like writing for magazines. And those are things I didn't know about her. And I also loved hearing about the Brad Paisley story. I had
yeah,
known
I
about
didn't
that,
know
but
any of that.
How cool is that? What an epic way to kind of get your family journey started. And I'm so happy that they were able to welcome their sweet little boy.
And she brought us meat.
Yeah. Oh gosh. And I've cooked it, and it's all been amazing.
Oh my God. The chorizo.
D2 meat.
Yes.
So good.
I'm here for the meat. Anyway. And then we had Charmy Davis. And you know, Charmy and I had been friends for a while, but I will say this, there was an event downtown that Charmy and I were both at a couple of weeks after her episode aired.
Oh, yeah.
And she came up to me, she was like, my husband says like, maybe I was too negative. Like, do you think I came across wrong? And I said no, what I appreciated about Charmy is that she was just like real and authentic,
yes.
especially about her fertility journey.
Yes.
And she's in it. She's in the thick of it.
Yeah.
Like, she's right
so
in the middle of it.
It's raw and real.
Exactly. And so I appreciated that.
Yes.
I think it was important for, you know,
it's
people can hear
people
from us
hear.
And what our stories were, but we're
yeah.
like, quote unquote, on the other side
sure.
of it now.
Yeah.
And so I know that was like, it took a lot from Charmy to be mm-hmm. vulnerable about
Absolutely.
That. And I think that there were probably a lot of people who could identify with that.
100%. And we
that,
could
so.
At one point for sure, you
yeah.
know. Oh, and then we had the episode with our moms.
I loved that.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
That is precious. I don't know. Precious moments that I would have never heard about my mom
yep.
otherwise. And I'm sure you feel the same way. And then to have that recording forever, you know, to continue to
uh-huh.
share with our kids and just to listen back is just so precious to
yeah.
me.
Like my
know?
Mom talking about how she loved being pregnant. She had never told me
Said
that. Like
that
I never
before.
Would never talked
yeah.
about to my mom about her
right.
being pregnant.
Right.
But it, like it has made me think about like, I want to sit my mom and my dad down
mm-hmm.
and like interview them and record things just because those are stories and stuff that might be lost. And so
sure,
it's me
yeah.
that
you want to get it out of their head. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I feel like I saw like a little bit different side to my mom. Like you said, like
yeah.
you learned a little something about, you know, mm-hmm. them that, I mean, you didn't know before. So
yeah.
it was pretty awesome.
Yeah. To have that forever is wonderful.
Yes, it
and
is.
And then the next one is one of my favorite episodes. I'll be
yeah.
honest with
it
you.
It was
you
really
just,
good. Yeah.
yeah.
I loved it. Yeah.
So we had Cecilia and Amy from Orange Theory.
Yes.
They're a dream.
Oh my
them.
Gosh. I love their passion for what they do. And I'm thankful that I get to benefit from their passion and
yeah.
now call them friends.
Yes.
So
for sure.
They're just amazing.
And they're
amazing
so different
people.
From one another,
yes.
but like also the same.
Yeah.
And I think they were, That was a fun episode to listen to.
Yes, yeah. For sure.
And then we had Sarah Fleischman Williams, mm-hmm. Who I knew as a student, and like we have mutual friends and we're friends. Mm-hmm. But to get to talk to her and learn more about her and her story, to be as young as she is, but so devoted to her community, her career, mm-hmm. and her family. Mm-hmm. And also one of the things she said, it was just like she has a recognition early on about what's really important. When she said, if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no.
I like that. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I wish at her age I had that perspective. Sure. And to like know what my priorities are and aren't. So mm-hmm. I loved getting to know more about Sarah.
Yeah, I liked her a lot. And then we had little Miss Evelyn. Oh my goodness. Our youngest. Her level of awareness of others and just the knowledge that she had of like history and current events was so impressive to me.
Yeah.
It gives me hope for the future.
Yes, 100%.
Meeting her, I found her to be so endearing and just bright.
When we listen, Matt and I will listen to the episode sometime if we're driving somewhere. And when she started talking about, when she got like teary eyed talking about her mom, and then me listening back to it, I just like got teary eyed because I was like, oh, how wonderful to have a daughter that talks, and thinks of you. Like, I don't know. It was so sweet.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's been a treat to get to know all of these broads.
And,
what an honor.
Yeah. What has been your favorite thing about doing this podcast?
You.
Besides my face. No.
You have been a blessing to me. Like you're somebody I like now I can text and, if I'm having like a bad day or an annoyance or I want to like chat with you about something, I can text you.
We would never
do that.
We would never talk to each other about annoyances.
Yeah,
would we?
No, never. You've been, you really have been.
Our relationship. Yeah, and, for sure.
I also... It's something that is for us. Like it's like I'm getting out of the house. I'm not just mom. I'm not just wife. It's something that
definitely.
I'm doing for me. And it's benefiting me to learn from all these women. So what about you?
All of the things that you just said, honestly, and getting to like on a selfish No, just getting to meet all these people, and I've said it before, but not being from Owensboro, it can be hard to like not meet people like just at work or whatever. And so you've been able to introduce me to people who I probably wouldn't have
Likewise,
known otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's just been really neat to like sort of open up my sphere of friendships or relationships and connection.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you're in as we move into season two with our next episode? Is there anything, any goals you have or anything that you...
It may be interesting, like if we do like continue to expand our family, it might be interesting to kind of like share that journey just in our little banter in the beginning or whatever. And then I just can't wait to see who we... have on here. Now we have so many women that like will ask, we'll set a date. I don't think people know exactly how we do it, but we'll set a date like, hey, or when are you available? And we have a long list of amazing women that we'll ask and that may not fit their schedule. So then we'll go to the next one on the list. So we have so many amazing women yet to,
Kirby Green.
Hey Kirby. Hey, Kirby, when are you available, girl?
But yeah, there's so many. Like, there's all sorts of women that we want to get
on here eventually when it works in their schedule. And we've had a few no's, too. I know I have. I've had a few no's that they just don't feel comfortable, and I totally respect that. Yeah. But I'll get to know them outside of the podcast. Mm-hmm. So
it's just funny. My goal is Kirby Green. Yeah. I don't know her either, but I know that, like, I don't know, at least three of our first few guests mentioned her.
Hey, my goal is to be Kirby Green, so, Yeah.
So Kirby Green is my number one goal.
We have a lot of a lot of amazing women yet to hear from.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Yeah. That's all I got. This has been wonderful, and I can't wait for season
one out of the Broad Pod. Big broad energy.